From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A day after being accused of a barbarous attack in Syria, Russia blamed remarks by United Nations ambassadors from the United States and Britain for hurting the peace process there. The accusations against Russia were made Sunday during an urgent UN Security Council meeting held to discuss deadly attacks by Syrian and Russian planes on the rebel-held portion of the city of Aleppo. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin justified the attacks, saying what he called terrorists had used a recent ceasefire to regroup and rearm themselves. He insisted that Russia is not giving up on finding a political solution to the crisis in Syria. Syria's foreign minister, meanwhile, is saying that the ceasefire is still viable. A peace agreement between Colombia's government and a guerrilla movement known as the FARC is to be signed Monday. The signing brings to an end the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. Japan warned China Monday not to send fighter jets over disputed territory in the East China Sea. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga told reporters that Japan is watching Chinese military activity and will defend its territory. On Sunday, China sent warplanes over the Miyako Strait, east of the Japanese-controlled Senkaku Islands, which China claims. Chinese officials say about 40 aircraft were involved in the maneuver. Iran is saying it will release or has released a retired female Canadian-Iranian professor. She had been detained on what were called security charges. A foreign ministry spokesman quoted by the official IRNA news agency said Homa Hudfar was released on humanitarian grounds. This is VOA News. The stage is set for a televised debate between U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. The event will be held at Hofstra University outside New York City. Some television industry officials are predicting a record 100 million people will watch Monday's debate. Two more debates are scheduled for October. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says violent crime in the U.S. increased by 3.9% last year, including a nearly 11% jump in the number of murders. FBI officials point out that the number of crimes is still far below what it was in the 1990s when crime peaked. Crime has been declining in the U.S. for the last 2 years. An international team of scientists has identified a new strain of superbug that has made people sick in Denmark. The bacteria is being linked to the routine use of antibiotics in livestock. VOA's Jessica Berman reports.
Researchers have traced the staph bacteria, which is resistant to several antibiotics and can be fatal, to chickens. The specific bacteria is not found in Denmark, but researchers say the people likely got sick from it after eating or handling imported chickens. The latest findings, published in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases, demonstrate that this poultry-associated strain may be more easily transmitted from meat to people. Jessica Berman, Washington.
The United States and South Korea conducted naval exercises Monday. An American ship equipped for both anti-aircraft and anti-submarine warfare joined South Korean destroyers, submarines, helicopters, and aircraft in a maritime operation on the East Sea. Former South Sudan First Vice President Riek Machar has called for an armed struggle against the government of President Salva Kiir. That call may signal the renewal of the country's civil war. The statement came over the weekend following a meeting in Khartoum of Machar's Sudan People's Liberation Movement in opposition. The movement signed a peace accord with South Sudan's government in August 2015, but implementation was delayed and largely fell apart in July. Demonstrators gathered in central Krakow Sunday to protest government plans to ban abortion. Lawmakers Friday turned down efforts to loosen abortion laws in Poland. Attorney General for the Mexican state of Michoacan said a priest has been found dead on Sunday, becoming the third cleric to be kidnapped and killed in that country within a week. Authorities said Jose Alfredo Lopez Guillen, who had been missing since late last Monday, was found dead on a highway. The priest had been killed 5 days before he was found. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.